All right, then, they're racing in Sydney at Rosehill Gardens this afternoon. The feature race, the Group 3 Festival Stakes, and also a couple of listed races, the Starlight Stakes and the ATC Cup. Conditions there at Rosehill this afternoon. They're racing on a good four, the rails in the true. And a beautiful day in Sydney town. Scratchings in the early part of this meeting. Race one, scratch the 1, 2, 7. Race two, you can put a line through the 6, 8, 9, and 11. The 11's a late scratching. Race number three, scratch the 3, 4, 6, 7, 12, 15, 16, 20, and 22. Race four, you can put a line through the 4 and 10. And at race five, scratch the 3 and the 6. Let's have a look at the quaddie leagues now with Kevin Casey. Good morning to you, Kev.
G'day, Gareth. Yeah, a beautiful day. If you like it hot, they're heading to 40 degrees at Rosehill this afternoon. So all conditions are, you know, steps taken to deal with a hot day. But they'll cope with that, no worries. Hopefully all the horses do. And we've got a fantastic meeting. The quaddie leagues are terrific races. And looking forward to hopefully turning a profit this afternoon. It's a good good card for sure.
Do you like anything in the early part of the meeting that really stands out in your eyes?
Well, it's a good meeting. We've got a short price favourite in the staying race, Almania, ran well at Flemington first up. It looks the one there. The Highway Clash is really good. It looks a race in two. I'm with another one who should probably be unbeaten, but it's an above-average highway card. Look, in race five, I'm with a horse called Lady Banff, who resumes. She's with Matthew Dunn, and James McDonald is going to ride there at a kilo over, getting down to 55 he'll ride her at. Her latest trial was really good. She showed some promise in the early stages of her career, and she won first up last prep as well. She wants a nice little race here. I think she'll get a conservative run, and she was one of the bets of the day for mine. Just watching for a drift here. She's now $5 fixed odds. She is a first upper in a race where there are plenty of first uppers, so there's some wariness about that, but the engagement at McDonald looks a positive. So she's number 12 in race five, and I think a key bet for the day.
Race number six, the ATC Cup over the 2,000 metres. It is a listed race. It's the first leg of the quaddie. You can scratch the 8. Bonficini, the favourite at $4.40. David Eustace gave her a really good push on the first word this morning, Kev.
Yeah, she's got a wonderful chance here. She's top selection for me. She's been running on soundly in all her runs this preparation. She's had four of those. And I expect that from this draw that she's got today, she won't get way back. I'm hoping sort of midfield for her, maybe a touch worse than that, but she'll be comfortable. Kieran McAvoy, the engagement, you know, he's ridden her once before. And it was earlier this year to her greatest success. It was the Group 3 Vanity at Flemington. He was on board that day. So one ride for one win for Kay McAvoy, gets back aboard her today. Maybe another stakes success. She's out of the matriarch where she should have finished closer to a Fair to Remember. I think that's good form for something like this. And on top she goes. Six Graceful Glamour has had a mixed preparation. She's had some issues. She's had some wet tracks, but she's back in Sydney. She's on a dry surface, and that's her go. She can get out here and be one of the leaders, if not the leader. So she's a big danger. I've got 11 Rock O'Clock, another mare who's a winning chance here through the Flemington mile there on Oaks Day. She can run on strong here with 53 on the back. First time to the distance, but she's always sort of loomed as this could be suitable. She won at 1600 early in her career. So she's in the mix for mine. And Wolf must be factored in here. His dry track record's really, really good. He's still getting around at $10, which intrigues me a bit. But I've got him marked shorter than that for sure. First up, he's only two misses on dry were in the Caulfield Cup on a three-day backup where he wasn't disgraced. And the other one was a big forgive, a really good run as well. So he just does not run poorly on dry, and I expect him to be in the finish here. So really competitive, 10-6, 11-1 for race 6.
Race number 7 is the Festival Stakes. It's the feature race over the 1,500 metres at Group 3 level. It's a terrific field as well. Scratching's a clear face toss, the favourite for Godolphin and James Cummings at $4.60 with the tab. Rainier at $7.50, the stable mate. Then we go to horses like Outrageous after a really good victory first up here in Melbourne at $5.50. And Through the Cracks at $5.50 as well. This is a good race at Rosehill this afternoon here, Kev.
Oh, no doubt. Obviously, it's the natural lead up to the Villiers, and a lot of these will be seen at Randwick in that race in a fortnight. It's a beauty for sure. We've got a full field, no scratchings here, so you've got some reasonable speed without expecting that they really sort of get out and set a high tempo. There's enough here. I'm pretty heavily with James Cummings here. The three Godolphin runners all have winning hopes. Six Faces on top for me. I just think, obviously, off the wet of the Sale Cup, he's come back and, he'll acquit himself very, very well here. He's trialled since that run at Sale. It's been 5 weeks since then. Onto a drier surface will be good. I just like where he gets to from this low draw. He's got an option to perhaps be midfield or even a touch better than that. I think he's fairly well primed and positioned in his campaign to run really well and weighted to do plenty here at this level. Six Faces on top. One Gawa is the danger for mine. Now, his Rose Hill work is outstanding. He's only missed a placing twice from 11 at Rose Hill. And in those two unplaced runs, he was beaten about three quarters of a length. So no poor runs here. And he's had about a third of his race starts at Rose Hill. Nash aboard, finds a cheap run in the race, and I think he's over the odds at currently $13. Through the Cracks, he's a dynamic horse. You've got to like what he's doing. He's coming through a particularly strong benchmark 88, but he's just drawn that gate that gets him a fair way back today. I think they'll just roll with that. Whether the tempo quite sets him up, if he gets back near the tail, then I think that's where he'll be. And 10 Outrageous, who can be somewhere on speed here, crossing up, can certainly hold up for a second up run. And after, things went right at Flemington there first up, I think he can be in the finish as well. Rainier, who won the race last year, would be next best for me. But my top four is 6, 1, 15 and 10.
Host of scratchings in the Starlight Stakes, a listed event over the 1,100 metres, scratch to 3, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Favourite here is Snitz. First up from a break. Very good horse for Matty Dunn. Nashville Willa takes the ride at $3.80. You have Vera Dean, who's first up from a break as well, but had a wonderful prep last time at $7. Invictus Salute inside gate, $6. In and Up at $7.50. Varda at $4. And Space Boy down the bottom there at $6. Geez, this could be a big, big day for Godolphin, a host of strong chances at Rose Hill. And, of course, they've got Trekking as the solid favourite in the winner bottom.
Yeah, look, no doubt. Good luck to our favourite Trekking out west. But certainly they've got a couple of good chances here. But I'm with two others that are very, very hard to beat. He's an old mate of mine, number 13 In and Up. Brock Ryan had a tumble last night. Jay Ford's the pickup ride. I think he's okay, Brock, we're hearing this morning, which is fantastic. And Jay Ford, who had a good Saturday at Kembla last weekend, takes up the ride on 13 In and Up. Now, he gets a cushy run from this draw. Second up form is terrific. And I like that high-low Edison form is pretty good for something like this. I know we're edging into listed level, but he has. So we saw the horse sort of acquit himself relatively well in a Group 3, a good Group 3 at the end of last prep. Got some Rose Hill form as well. So I'm liking him here, 13 In and Up. And the big danger for mine is Snitz. His form is terrific. He started out last preparation at Randwick, his runs were, but they're all fantastic. Two wins, and then he's beaten three quarters of a length to Classic Legend at his third run last start, and it was Classic Legend sort of winter tune-up for what he did later in the year. Again, a cheap run here. He can go forward. It wouldn't be surprised to see him beat up and try to contest the lead, but Space Boy is here. He'll just be sort of poised really nicely. They're the two main ones for mine. Then the mare, Invictus Salute, from the inside, she could trail up, and she's honest. And next best for mine is Vada. I can't find her that short, anywhere near that short for mine. I'm with 13 ahead of 4, then 12 and 14.
All right, last race, benchmark 78 over the 1,500 metres at Rosehill Gardens this afternoon. Scratch the 6, 7, 13 and 15. Favourite here, great news for the Inform Kim War Stable at $4. Fulmina at $7. Super at $5.50. Betcha Flying at $7. Too Big Fari at $7 as well. And then we go out to Miss Einstein at $11. A New Arrangement at $11. A competitive race to win the program.
It is, yeah. This is a really interesting closer, this one, because there's not a lot of speed in the race. You can hear that the Betcha Flying, who's on the quick turnaround and who got way, way back last week, is going to be ridden more forward. Great News will be up there. And my tip will be up there for sure. And that's number 2, Too Big Fari for Todd Howlett. And Michaela Weir comes to town, claiming the 3 kilos. She's up against McDonald, Bowman, Rewilla, Clark, McAvoy, etc., all the big Sydney riders, and she's on a great chance here. I don't think she's ridden this horse in a race, but has ridden him several times in trial, so she knows this horse well, and she takes the 3 kilos off. We'll just land on the speed. I think this is a key race. That benchmark 88 at Newcastle 2 weeks ago supplies some runners today through the cracks. The winner, obviously, in the feature. Too Big Fari, Americana Magic earlier on as well. I think it'll have some impact today, that race. I like that. For what he did there, beating a couple of lengths, he did start favourite in that race. This, for mine, is significantly easier than that event. And his first up run, or fresh run, in the Kosciuszko, there's nothing wrong with that either. So he gets favours here. It's a 3 kilos off. I'm really keen on him. At the price we're getting, he's the value bet of the day, number 2, Too Big Fari, and go Michaela. 11, Great News, should probably have won her last 5. She's a beauty. She's putting together a great record. 14, Miss Einstein, we know her story. She'll miss the start, more than likely. She'll be out back and running on. Maybe you could throw her in a quaddie and cross your fingers. She's third best for mine, but she doesn't help herself with her racing style. And number 3 is the other one, Your Arrangement, as your fourth best there. 2 ahead of 11, 14, 3 for the last.
Okay, Kev, your best bet, your value bet, also your quaddie there at Rosehill Gardens.
Yeah, watching the market to a certain extent here, but I'm going to name my best bet race 5, number 12, Lady Banff, with McDonald aboard. And the value is in the last race, 9, number 2, Too Big Fari. It was very nicely placed indeed. Quaddy numbers for mine, the first leg 1, 6, 10 and 11. Second leg 1, 2, 6, 10 and 15. Third leg 4, 12, 13. And the final leg 2, 11 and 14.
All right, good punts and good luck today, Kev.
Very good. Thanks, Gareth.
There's Kevin Casey looking at Rosehill Gardens. It's 9:22. We'll take a quick break on the other side of it. Ed Kennett with his play of the day. Bart Sinclair will look at Doomben. Ray Huxley takes a look at Yarra Valley. Nadia Horn will look at, of course, Morfordville. And Digby Beecham will take a close look with his specials there at Ascot. Of course, it's Winter Bottom Stakes Day there in the West. We'll also preview tonight's Melton meeting a little later on, and the Meadows tonight in the Dogs with George Farouk.